Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me, along with Captain Patrick in the studio. Patrick, how are you, buddy?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah. You don't like the pancake smell in the broadcast appliance?
What is it? A new sponsor? Was there in the studio kitchen? Was there like an Exxon Valdez spill of syrup?
No. It's spring cleaning. It's time to out with the old, in with the new. And that included a new air freshener. Pancake syrup.
You gained like 20 pounds. Yum. Just walking in the studio.
What are you talking about?
Just from the smell.
Not me. You're talking about...
No, you.
Me?
You.
No, that...
And you're gonna need to have that heart looked at again.
You forget that the radio adds 10 pounds. All right, Rusty is with us.
I am. I'm here.
Via the way, he's not here at the new upgraded studio.
It's like I'm there. I mean, it sounds like I'm there.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, you're kind of everywhere. I mean,
it's called omnipresent.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll go with that. He was at the Miami International Boat Show.
I was.
Now he's back in Jacksonville Marine, selling boats.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a quick break to join us here on the World of Boating.
Hey, I saw my first Chris Craft yesterday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's pretty exciting.
What is there, a big party going on at your house tonight or what? I mean, I would imagine for that, huh? Or at the deal.
You would think, but no, it's one we ordered for a pretty cool guy. So yeah. I'm excited. Got one under my belt now. So yeah. I'm experienced.
So you made big bucks on this thing or what?
I actually did well, yes.
All right.
Well, he did take on the off-brand Chris Craft, where it's spelled with a K.
Oh.
That's right. It's like the real one, just a little
different. Like Chris Cross. Remember?
Yeah.
Chris Craft.
Jump. Something like that, isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
All right,
that.
Boat Show Girl's with us via FaceTime. Boat Show Girl, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, so she was at the Miami International Boat Show with Rusty. I was back here at the studio, obviously doing spring cleaning, as Patrick can clearly see, and everyone else tuning in today. So you're welcome.
Yeah, I actually had a spot on the console when I walked in. Although the mermaid rum is still, the empty bottle is still sitting there.
It will magically refill as soon as you leave. That's why we leave it empty for Patrick, because there's all kinds of issues that entails when he sees real rum, right?
Yeah, because I don't drink, so yeah, that would be a problem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But magically, the bottle's empty every time he's here. How does that happen? We'll leave it alone.
Big stain under the console.
Oh, no, that's what?
I just pour it out.
Mm. I wondered what that, I had to get out the scrub brush. But
why is it you're the only one who can see Boat Show Girl? When are we going to put her up on the big monitor?
Why, you want to see her too?
Well, I wind up doing the majority of the talking or conversing with her, but yet... You are entranced, I dare say, by her video visage.
Well, I want her to see all the cool buttons and everything.
is that what it is?
Yeah.
I call it voyeurism, but y'all call it whatever you want.
Yeah, okay. We can go with that. But Boatshow Girl and Rusty caught up face-to-face.
We did.
At the Miami International
I could only imagine what that conversation was like.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, Rusty told me it was great. She said that they had a nice conversation. I don't know. Boatshow Girl, what was your side of that story? Because I haven't got your thoughts on that meeting.
It was a nice conversation. It was nice to finally meet one of you from there.
Yeah. And is that your other voyeurs calling?
Yeah, that was my.
That was Rusty.
Oh, he hears that he hears that sound every time he sells a Chris Craft.
I do.
Just sold another one.
Cha-ching.
Didn't even get to his dealership. Sold it right off the truck.
Yeah, every time Rusty's phone rings, a Chris Craft, he will sell. No, you got to come up with a thing.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, so did he live up to the hype meeting him in person? Bocho girl, what do you think?
I guess so. I mean, I wasn't really expecting.
Yeah, she wasn't much. Expecting anything. She's listening to the show.
What?
Well, we set the bar really low.
I didn't mean it the way that came out.
Well, the truth hurts sometimes, but that's okay.
Sorry.
He can take it. Anyway, all right, Rusty. So much for your self-esteem.
Bocho girl, was Rusty wandering around like a guy that was lost and like you offered to help him like cross the street?
No, nothing like that.
No, they got people for that. You know, besides, he was probably rolling around in one of those carts. It was his birthday.
Can I get into my critique of Bocho Girl's report from last week?
No, we got to get to the boat show.
Oh, by the way, I did see your post on Trade Only today. Well, your response to a post. We're beating a dead horse.
Wait, what, you're trolling her now?
Is that what you're stalking her online? There was a blog post written by somebody else about the state of the industry and employees and the lack of qualified and training. And Bocho Girl posted her two cents on that.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We got to focus on the Miami International Boat Show first. Because Rusty has to get back to selling boats. He's only sold one.
He has to
sell two by the end of the day today.
Do you know what the profit is on a Chris Craft? Believe me, if he doesn't sell another boat for 6 months, he's fine.
Well, we're trying to break records.
Right now, he's burning $10 bills while we're on the air. He's just lighting them off.
He has to build on the momentum, though. So, because it was his first one, so you know, maybe you'll sell one.
Sales sells the first one. Service sells the second and the third. So Rusty will be fine.
That's a good. I've never heard that. That's really good.
Yeah. You've been in the industry business for 3 years and you've never heard that.
Never heard that.
Wait, Patrick. Do you sell boats?
Do I sell boats?
Yeah.
I have sold boats.
Okay.
But I am not currently selling boat.
Okay.
I do fill my role, however, as the boat concierge from time to time.
Hmm. So that's,
but it is true that sales is going to sell the first boat from a dealership. The service department is going to sell the second and the third one.
Okay. All right. Well, I didn't know you did that thing, but that's okay. I that makes sense. It sounds good. I'll buy it just as much as, you know, when Rusty's phone rings, another boat, he will sing. Oh, duh.
I've got a question. I mean, I know you want to get to Miami and stuff like that, but Rusty's on the air right now. So I did want to, because this has come up the past couple weeks with some of the large yachts that we manufacture. And Rusty, when you sold this boat, I have found often enough, having come from a service background, that service personnel actually make the best sales staff. Because they truly understand the product and they can talk the product and they can feature benefit and explain the nuances of whatever it happens to be. When you sold this particular boat, how in depth did your sales staff go with explaining to your buyer not only the feature benefit the boat, but the warranty process, the service process, where everything is located on the boat, how you get everything to work and set up the canvas and do all those things?
Well, this one will be a little bit different from the aspect that it's an order boat, and I did everything. I met with a customer in Miami. I went to his house yesterday to do the deposit, so he hasn't even been to our dealership. Now, I think the thing that you're saying, though, that I've seen to be true is that, and I don't mean this against salespeople, a salesperson will lie to you or not know the answer and they'll make it up, right? A service guy won't. You know, a service guy will go, no, you can't do that, or yeah, that's a good idea. But a sales guy will tell you that if you say, can I put a power pole on my pontoon? Well, sure.
If you're an idiot, is what his inside voice is saying.
Maybe you could,
right?
But you wouldn't want to, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think with our, you know, with Sam, who's over our service, he has to work with the people before we give delivery of the boat. It's his job to go meet with them and talk to them. And he's much more honest and thorough because it's not he doesn't get commission on selling the boat. He's just there to make sure that they're told the truth and they get a great product. So I agree.
Hmm. He agrees with you.
Yep, I and do. We'll see you same time next week. That's the show,
folks. No, no, no. Yeah. We got more to talk about with Rusty. Because, yeah, he was at the Miami International Boat Show last week. On his birthday, he met Boat Show Girl. They had a meeting. The meeting of the minds came together. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what he saw, what he sees as the future. And the mean, you know, the main thing that we got to get out of Rusty and Boat Show Girl today, Patrick, is did the Miami Boat Show perform better? Was it a fine oiled machine, to quote someone in the news right now? We'll find out next, right here on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters, you know there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water, but what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with The World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Here in New York City, the big boat show is going on, and if you are a boat lover, you better have a lot of cash.
While we try to stay afloat, if you would, Lord, send a boat.
This is The World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that's me, along with Captain Patrick. Rusty is on via the web, and Boat Show Girl is connected via FaceTime today. Now, Boat Show Girl and Rusty both were at the Miami International Boat Show last week, so we got to get their thoughts on how the overall event went. So, Boat Show Girl, first you gave us some reports last week that, well, Patrick wasn't really enthusiastic about. He felt you dropped the fender there or something.
Well, there's boats and there's places to walk and
yes,
all true.
And there's lots of people, and this is Boat Show Girl reporting from Miami Boat Show.
Live that, please.
That, you know, it's okay. I told her after the show. I said, you know, Patrick came down hard on you last week. Don't take it personally. He's just busting your chops because that's what he likes to do.
It's constructive criticism.
Well, exactly.
We've had this discussion before.
Learn from it.
I want her to be better, and give a more informative, in-depth, detailed report. Instead of in speaking in generalities, let's talk in specifics.
Okay. So there you go, Bocher Gore. You heard what he's looking for. Do you have some specifics that you could share with us today, maybe? You know, as far as the Miami International Boat Show, what do you think?
Okay. So overall, if you compare last year to this year, or vice versa, traffic-wise, I think they fixed the they fixed the problem with the traffic.
Yeah.
They added more water taxis and stuff. They cleaned up where all the buses are to drop on or get on drop-offs place.
Okay.
They cleaned that up.
All right. So no massive lines, delays getting in and out of the show as much this year.
No.
Not from what you saw.
You know what I noticed?
Yeah.
Because I was down there.
You were.
Earlier this week to bring back a 42-foot Grand Coupe. Yeah, but Rusty, you know how the dock was set up?
Right.
And you know where our boats were, right?
Right.
I got a 42-footer out of that area at 8 o'clock at night in the dark. Now, you got to be impressed by that.
That is pretty impressive. There's a lot of docks out there.
How many manatees did you take out?
No manatees. But here's what I noticed. The stadium portion, which I don't even know if it gets used during the show, but it is still covered with graffiti.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I've heard that they're planning to do some kind of renovation of that at some point.
I bet they knock it down.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of like a historic landmark or something.
But
so I don't think they're planning to do that. I think they are talking about...
I'm kind of wondering what they spent the $20 million on.
You know, and graffiti. I mean, look at it. It's covered top to bottom, that structure. Yeah, now, I don't know. I've heard that... Well, I was down there for a dive show last year, and they were telling me... Because I was like, why is this thing in the middle of it? Yeah, tear it down already, will you? Oh, no. We're going to redo it.
They had a booth set up, saved the stadium,
and
had pictures of what it could look like.
A lot of history down there. You know, Buffett played there back in the day.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? Get a coat of paint on the thing, at least. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is unsightly. Or you know what? Get a big, like a, what are those things that your grandparents used to put on the couch, you know, to protect the couch? Those plastic slip covers? Put a slip cover over the darn thing.
Okay.
Hang a banner off of it. Anything to cover up that graffiti. That graffiti is really bad.
Oh, a lot of people look at that and call it art.
And some people are morons.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's Miami. I'm just saying.
Some people are Miami morons.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, anyway.
Bocho Girl, what else did you see?
Well, from my report, one of the things I said was the A-game thing. Everybody brought their A-game. So I've been to enough shows to realize that Miami is where everybody really goes out and does like visual marketing with their stuff. Like they make it the best that it is for, you know, out of all of the shows. So I was really pleased with the way that everybody's setup looked like.
Well, it's because it's kind of the trade show for the boat industry as well. And we've talked about that. So I understand what you're saying. You know, when he heard you say everyone brought their A game, there's like, what is this? The A team? Was Mr. T out there at the boat show? Actually, he might have been. But I don't think he quite understood what you're saying. But that makes sense, what she's saying.
It does. But here's the question I have, because I didn't really think about it. I thought it was fun. It was, you know, everything moved well. No complaints. Yeah. And then somebody posted on my Facebook, which he's a boat show promoter here in Jacksonville. He does the Southeast Boat Show, and he wrote that it was interesting to him that it seemed much less trade-oriented and more consumer-oriented, especially towards South Florida. And I sent this to Patrick a while ago, because I don't know if that's true or not, but he felt like where Miami used to be a must-go for people in the industry, that it's not quite that way anymore. You have much fewer reps than people there.
Well, it's funny, because Greg said the exact opposite last week.
What do you mean? I said the exact opposite.
You felt it was more of a trade show.
No.
Yes, you did.
I didn't say it was more of a trade show. I said it is the trade show for the industry of all the boat. But it's always been. But what Rusty is saying is how it feels, or that guy said how it feels. Right. I would tend to apply that or attach that to the fact that you have a new venue. It's more open, more outdoors, spread out. And it's not as confined in the convention center. So therefore, if you're trying to do trade stuff and network, I have a feeling it's a little more of a challenge now because it's a little more spread out with all the tents and stuff there on the quay. Would you agree, Rusty? What do you think?
When I went, because it had been a few years, at the Coliseum was the last one I went. And I remember seeing West Marine and Garmin, and they were, it was more spread out. You had time to, like, talk to people and stuff. Everywhere I went in the show this time, it was literally packed. And even though some of the reps I knew, you couldn't talk to them because there were people everywhere. And yeah, it was just, you know, massive amount. Now, as far as attendance goes, I saw the numbers. I think it was up 5% over last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it wasn't huge. It was an attendance bump. But it's, I really enjoyed the show. I like the show. I don't know if it's a must for the industry, but I think it's important for the industry to be there. Just to see these guys, like the bosses that are the executives at Chris-Craft or Patrick's boss, I actually see them out there working, selling boats, talking to customers. I think it's important for the industry to be there, and even if it is consumers, to be a part of that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think Lauderdale still takes it as far as from the in-water aspect.
Well, yeah, I agree. Absolutely. I mean, that might change with that new dock. I don't know. Well, we'll have to see. I would imagine that's probably one of their biggest growing aspects of the Miami Boat Shows now that they have all that water access now.
I don't know how many more they're going to be able to put in. Because they already expanded
their space. They will put them in. I have no doubt. Because they're all those modular temporary floater boat dock things, right?
Yeah, the modularity floater boat dock.
That's the technical term.
That is
exactly
the brand name.
What I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there a brand? I don't think so. I think they're just docks, floater docks.
They're known as the Holt.
Oh.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me with Captain Patrick. That's Jimmy Buffett and his close personal friends with Boat Show Girl because she bought tickets to his show. Which show did you get tickets for?
Tampa show.
Tampa, of course. So
June 3rd.
He's in Orlando, I believe. May. Patrick, I would imagine, has already put in a bid for front row seats for both of us. Right? We'll go together. That's what you want to do.
I will be anywhere where that concert is not taking place.
Well, then just give me two tickets. I'll take two. Rusty, did you get ticks for his...
No, he hadn't been to Jacksonville in like 7 years, so I'm kind of mad at him.
Yeah, he is not coming to Jacksonville.
Well, he's mad at you too, Rusty.
I know, right? So, I know I haven't heard anything about him coming because I didn't actually ever go to his... I went to his concert once. I usually just go to the parking lot and hang out.
Ah, well, you could do that with Boat Show Girl when he comes to Tampa. You guys are close personal friends now that you met face-to-face at the Miami International Boat Show.
We even rode on a boat together.
You rode on a boat together?
We did.
Wow. Talk
graffiti.
About bringing people together.
I know.
Yeah. So, as soon as you got off the boat, Boat Show Girl, did you, like, split and, like, get away from me mm-hmm. kind
she
of
went and, she went and drank daiquiris is what I saw.
Oh, is that
Instagram.
What happened?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I had two delicious banana daiquiris. Oh, my gosh.
So let me get this straight. So Captain Rusty, when you met him for the first time face-to-face, he drove you to drink.
That's true.
How about that? That's kind of what I'd expect, I guess.
Yeah, you're missing the fact that Rusty obviously followed her. And observed her drinking daiquiris.
Uh-huh.
I think it was the parental instinct kicking in.
It was.
Okay, we'll go with that. That sounds like a good story for law enforcement. Anyway, Rusty has to get back to selling boats at Jacksonville Marine.
I do.
So he can sell another boat, and then he might be able to afford a Jimmy Buffett ticket.
Hey, Rusty.
You know?
Yes.
With Chris-Craft unveiling that awesome center console down at Miami, you ordering any?
I will probably wait and order for the 2000 17.
Okay. He had to think. What year is it?
Yeah, 17, 18. Yeah.
It'll be 2018. We're in the 17 model year now.
Okay, we'll go with that one.
I'll do 2018.
All right. Fair enough. More coming up.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Looks like one ship was saved today. A relationship.
Come sail away. Come sail away. Come sail away with me.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, and Boat Show Girl. Rusty's went overboard, so we're going to sail with a crew of three through the rest of today's navigation of the latest boating news and information. Now, we do have to give the floor to Boat Show Girl for a moment here, because she did text me right before the show today, Patrick, and said that she has a new career path, or there's been a slight deviation in that process. So, Boat Show Girl, what's the deal? What's going on with you?
Well, at the end of May, which is my three-year anniversary where I work at right now, I am actually parting ways to go do my own thing. I'm wanting to do more with Boat Show Girl and try to get out there, do marketing and a lot of writing. And then I've got some other stuff in the works right now.
Uh-huh. All right. So she is, making a change. She's jumping in full bore to be Boat Show Girl, bring it to another level. I still wonder if you're ever going to pull out the cap and the mask and the tights. Yeah, because I know you didn't do that at the boat show in Miami last week, because we would have saw it on the national news.
Let me put in my 2 cents worth.
If you have to.
Don't do that. Don't get gimmicky with Boat Show Girl. Stay true to your original vision and what you want Boat Show Girl to be, the message that you want to carry. You don't need a cape and a mask and tights. Not all superheroes have such things.
Whoa. Name a superhero that does not have an outfit, a uniform.
Captain Patrick.
Oh, jeez.
I like that.
He runs around naked. It's just obscene. It doesn't work, Patrick. You really should put on clothes. Anyway. I don't know. I still think, you want publicity. You want to make the news. You want to take Boat Show Girl up to the next level. You need a uniform.
No. Once she shows up in a mask and tights and a cape, she loses all credibility.
Exactly. Okay.
So if she was going to do it, what she should do, if it was me.
Now, wait a minute.
If I was giving her any type of career advice for this, mm-hmm. One of the first things that I would do is I would pursue getting my captain's license, so that you have a bit of professionalism behind Boat Show Girl. It's not just Boat Show Girl, it's Captain Karen, okay, is Boat Show Girl. So
okay.
You have the prestige.
So you got tights, mask,
no,
a cape, captain's hat.
You got to let me get to the next thing, okay? Mm-hmm. So once you get your captain's license, okay, then you can actually wear a captain's uniform with the epaulets and everything like that, and there is your outfit, but it's not you dressing up like a captain. Right. You would actually be a licensed captain.
People are going to just say, oh, it's another captain. But if she's wearing a cape, a mask, tights, and a captain's hat, why not? Throw it in there for fun and frolic. You know, it's going to turn heads. I think it's going to add to her credibility, because people are going to say, who is this crazy person running around like a what? What is she? She's Boat Show Girl, BSG. Wow, that is awesome.
No, BSG was Battlestar Galactica.
Okay, there's only one BSG.
Well, so should have a built-in audience to start with, then. Look at that.
You know, I want to be seen as fun and stuff, but I also want to be taken very seriously because I really do want to be an important part of helping change this industry for the good. So I don't need anything that's going to take me off that path.
Well, that's not going to take you off that path. That's going to bring millions of people... eyeballs. They're going to look at you and they're going to go. Then at first, they're going to go, okay, who's the crazy person? And then they're going to talk to you and realize you're not crazy.
No, they're
and then they're going, hey, she's really trying to do some positive promotion for boating and for boat shows. And they're going to love it. Like, what is your superpower? And she can develop
one. She does not need that. Again, if it was me, what I would do is I would pursue getting my captain's license, especially if you're going to be leaving your current job. You may have a little bit of time there. Work out a deal with somebody like Sea School, to where maybe they'll let you go through their class for free, or you know, at a reduced cost, and then you could actually write about and blog about being a woman and going through and getting your captain's license. Okay.
Yeah, but she'd get on TV.
Would you just let me finish my thought? For the love of Pete. I'm having a conversation
with
Karen and our listeners. All you need to do is just be entranced by the flashing lights over on the console. All right? when I'm ready for you, I will point at you, okay? So, Karen, seriously,
yeah.
If you were to do something like that, and then you could actually put the title captain in front of your name, okay, it's going to immediately increase your credibility as you move forward in your chosen career path.
Right. And I haven't really said much because, you know, there's some things that I'm kind of like a little nervous about. But that is one of my dreams, to get my captain's license.
See, Greg, I know her dreams. Well, I know. And being a Caped Crusader is not her dream. It's your dream.
A Caped Crusader for boating.
Your dream.
It's never been done.
You also travel around for Scuba Radio with half-naked mermaids.
Yeah, and your point is what?
No, that was brilliant.
Yeah, and this would be too. But it's one and
done. You can't transfer it to your other shows.
This has nothing to do with mermaids. This has to do with boat show girl creating an identity that everybody will latch onto. I'm telling you, this would be huge.
Okay, Karen.
Yes.
Do you have a close female friend that's about your age?
Sort of.
Okay. Because I know it's tough for women. They get a little catty. But anyway, if you have a close friend that you can talk into taking on the persona of boat show girl and doing what Greg wants, which is to dress up.
What do you mean? Like a mascot?
In this gaudy outfit. Then send her to the boat shows and then see what happens.
I'm thinking like a cross between, you know, like Wonder Woman and Batman.
You're thinking Lara Croft and...
Maybe. Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
instead of the golden lasso, the golden dock line.
But you have to have a... Yeah, exactly. See? You're catching on.
Tell me the truth. You slammed the dock with your boat, didn't you?
That's how you get the attention, Bocho Girl.
It's not.
All the local TV radio, stations, TV stations, they would see, like, who is this person doing? This is awesome. You know, she has a cape. Oh, my gosh. And they're going to come up and start talking to you.
You could go out there.
And
you could go out there with a cardboard box over your head
what you're
and get the same amount of attention. Okay.
All I have to do is take Eisenhower, and I get the attention.
I thought he died.
He's too small. You know,
he hasn't died. You don't know about it.
Greg molted.
Greg told me he died.
No, he was reincarnated or molted. One of those, whatever hermit crabs do. But
died.
The problem with Eisenhower is he's too damn small. You can't see him. And so as much as I like him as your boat show girl, you know, dynamic duo kind of thing going on. I mean, yeah, that's not bad. But he's just too small.
Look, this isn't cosplay, okay? This is her path. This
it's
is
about
her career.
Getting publicity
no,
for her effort to promote boating
it's
and
the
boat
wrong,
shows.
It's the wrong publicity. It's the
there's
wrong
There's no type. Such thing as wrong or bad publicity. You should know this.
No,
come on, look
no,
at you.
There's no such thing as bad publicity. There is wrong publicity, though.
How would be the I don't know. Why would that be wrong?
Because it's not what she wants. It's what you want.
Well, yeah, and I'm always right. Come on. Jeez, if I agreed with you, Patrick, both of us would be wrong. What is that? What you want,
Karen? Doesn't it feel like your mom and dad are fighting over your career choices right now?
Yeah, that's funny.
Well, mark my words, someone's going to take this idea. They're going to show up at one of the boat shows. They're going to.
You don't understand her, Greg.
I didn't hear a word of what you're saying. Totally tuned it out. Anyway, all right. Yeah, you have to make the decision on yourself. Either you're going to make the right one and go with me, or you're going to make the mistake and just kind of flounder around for a while. But that's okay.
Flounder.
Whatever.
Nice.
I still support your efforts. Yeah, okay. All right. So, but you liked the boat show. Overall, you felt it was well, you know, organized this year. It was better in that regard. And now your career path is going to, I don't know. What do you hope to do with the boat show girl thing? When you say you're going to do more with it, what does that mean exactly?
Well, for the past couple weeks, my boss and I have actually been having conversations, and he's kind of being like a mentor to me.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the conversation yesterday. I went in there and talked to him, and basically 99% of boat show girl will be riding for now.
Uh-huh.
So, you know,
get inspired. When you're writing, just put on a cape or at least a mask. It'll inspire you. I just feel it.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department, led by his ex-girlfriend, and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba diving is an activity for all ages. However, immersion alone can be a stressor on the heart and circulatory system. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to stay heart healthy as you dive next. Scuba
Radio. This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan. Your Dive Safety Association.
Nearly one-third of diving fatalities are associated with an acute cardiac event. Maintain your healthy heart with proper diet and exercise. Monitoring your blood pressure, glucose, and cholesterol levels and adhering to any treatment measures prescribed by your physician is crucial, even if you've had an event like myself. After some time and clearance from a physician, you can still safely dive. Dive into Dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the one.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Look, you may not be book smart or history smart, but you're throw people off the boat smart. And frankly, I'm starting to think that's the best kind to be.
Oh, they built the ship Titanic, and when they had it through, they thought they had a ship that the water would not go through. But the good Lord held his hand, so of course it could not stand. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad.
It was sad.
It was sad.
It was sad.
It was sad when that great ship went down.
To the bottom of the sea.
Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down.
This is the World of Boating. We're going down with the ship, whether you like it or not. But I think we got enough life rafts. I left that up to Captain Patrick. So
yeah. I'm covered.
Okay. So Boat Show Girl and myself are on our own. But we're good. We're a strong swimmer, so we'll be fine.
Now Karen's good to go.
Okay. All right. Let's just move on to viewer mail.
Listener mail.
Viewer mail on the World of Boating radio show. That's what it is, whether you like it or not. Now, go ahead.
What is this, Zoom?
No, it's viewer mail.
Yeah, okay. So we did have a listener email came in from Kian Kolstock.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a couple of questions for moi. But feel free to chime in with your nonsensical tomfoolery. So, besides regular maintenance, what else can be done to extend the life of a gas inboard? I've heard that running them at max fuel efficiency their entire life and starting them regularly help extend their life.
Yeah.
And then he's got a second question as well. You want to take that one, Greg?
Well, I agree with him. That running them regularly and doing that is a good plan of action.
Well,
yes.
I think
that's better than letting them sit there and not do nothing.
Engines need to be run. And they do need to be run. You know, you don't need to baby them, especially diesel engines. I know he's talking gas, but especially diesels don't need to be babied. That one that I just ran back up from Miami to Port Canaveral, I mean, it had nice weather offshore. It was running about 2 to 3, occasional fours. But I was hammered down the whole way, pushing about 40 miles an hour. So those diesels like to be spooled up. They are made to run.
So run it like a rental is what Patrick is saying.
But for your inboard engines, and if we're talking inboard, outboard, I mean, beyond the basic maintenance that you're doing, your fuel filter, your oil changes, your gear lube changes, you know, make sure you're pulling your props, make sure that you're greasing your prop shaft, make sure that you're having your drive pulled annually and you have the alignment checked, and make sure that your bellows hoses are being inspected, especially in the transom assembly. And if you have the boat for an extended period of time, if you've got the boat for a long, long time, let's say 10 plus years, it may be time. There's going to be a time when you want to pull the drive, pull the engine, probably pull that transom assembly apart and redo the seal on it. So aside from those things, I mean, it's just making sure that you take care of the little things that happen when they happen. Don't wait for a little thing to become a big problem.
Or just get a boat guy.
Or
have
just
him
get a
do
boat
it
guy.
For you, because that sounded like a hell of a lot of work to me.
His second question was, when making a long voyage...
A loincloth.
When making a long voyage on a motor yacht, what spare parts, emergency gear, and expertise do you consider essential to minimize risk? Okay, when we're talking about a long voyage, first and foremost...
A raft.
Well, you're not too far off. But really, if you're making a long... Have a tow service... because no matter how well you're prepared, things can happen, and that can get really expensive. So if you're going to make a long trip and maybe you don't have a towboat or sea tow, do that prior. Make sure that you've got proper charts. Make sure that you have proper charts for the course of your journey. Plotting gear. Make sure that you know how to use them correctly to back up your electronics if your electronics were to fail.
Mm-hmm. A volleyball that you can paint a face on like Wilson.
Spare parts, you know, aside from belts and impellers, things of that nature, your spare oils. You can go way overboard on carrying too much stuff. So if you've got the basics, if something serious happens to an engine or an outdrive, you can't carry those spare parts, I mean, to take care of that stuff. But if you carry the basic stuff, like I said, impellers, belts, fuel filters, oil filters, fluid change equipment, you should be in pretty good shape for most of the general stuff that could occur. Safety-wise, yes, life jackets.
Water maker.
The correct size life jackets for everybody on board. If you are going on a long voyage, if you are going to be in an area that is kind of uninhabited, where there's not a lot of people, maybe you're going out over to the Bahamas, maybe you're going down through the islands, you know, and working your way down to South America, you know, it all depends. But
a deck-mounted life raft, one that will inflate automatically. E-perbs. E-perbs, E-perbs, E-perbs. But I would go so far as to make sure if I'm going on that journey, even if you rented them for the journey, that everybody has got their own individual locating beacon. Because if there was an incident, and if the boat went down, and if everybody wound up in the water, and if they wound up separated, if one person is wearing the E-perb, or as most often happens, Greg, people will mount the E-perb on the life raft. Mm-hmm. The life raft goes one way. Everybody else is huddled up somewhere else. Well, they're going to find the life raft. They're not going to find you. They're going to find that volleyball with the face on it.
Or you say, hey, look, I got the E-perb. You lose me, you're done. And then, ironically, they manage never to lose you.
Did you ever hear that country song, She Got the E-perb, I Got the Shaft?
No, but I'll have to look that up on iTunes. All right, and on that disturbing note, we'll end it till next time. Remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Say boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.